qualities that define your story beyond your life.
Hello everyone, my name is Lucas and welcome to my podcast about the movie Arrival, which I will compare to the short story it is based on. So, Arrival was directed by Denis Villeneuve, and I hope he's pronounced like that, and is starring Amy Adams and Jeremy Renner. The short story was written by Ted Chiang and is called Story of Your Life. Since I enjoyed the movie very much and saw it prior to reading the short story, I would like to compare those two realizations while primarily focusing on the movie. At first, a brief summary of the plot of the movie would help to get everyone on the same page. It is about the linguist Louise Banks, played by Amy Adams, who gets contacted by the military because 12 spaceships landed on Earth and they need someone who could possibly communicate with the aliens, or in this case they are called haptopods because of the seven limbs. Louise works together with Ian Donnelly, played by Jeremy Renner, who is a physicist, and basically they are supposed to figure out what the haptopods want. When Louise asks the haptopods why they have come to Earth, they answer off a weapon, which of course is perceived as a threat by the military and especially by China. However, Louise argues that it could also mean offer a tool, and China's interpretation might be misleading and maybe even forced. So, afterwards, there's tension because the military wants the aliens gone, but before they can really strike a major military attack, Louise manages to go inside the spaceship again and learns that the haptopods came to help humanity and give them their tool so that people can help the haptopods in 3,000 years in the future, which stays a little bit cryptic but suffices to get the point across. Louise figures out that the tool is the ability to see the future, which also explains what Louise's visions are all about. During the course of the movie, she has premonitions about her daughter who will die, but who is also not born yet. This is the very interesting part of the story. Learning the language of the haptopods enables you to see the future, or to see time, as the past, present, and future all at once. Afterwards, everyone is being evacuated, but Louise is ultimately able to stop the attack by calling the Chinese general and telling him the last words of his dying wife, something which he, the general, will be glad about once he and Louise meet in the future at a United Nations event. Sounds confusing? Yes. At the end of the movie, you really have to concentrate to figure this all out. Basically, the attack is stopped, the haptopods leave Earth, and Ian tells Louise that he loves her. She knows by now that Ian and she will have a daughter, who is going to die, which cannot be stressed enough, and once Ian learns about this in the future, he will leave them both because he cannot cope with this knowledge. And despite all of this, Louise decides to do exactly what she saw in the future, meaning to have this child. That's for the plot of the movie. So, what is different in the short story? In general, there is definitely less conflict in the short story, and this whole issue with China and a potential attack is just part of the movie, which makes sense in so far that you need to have tension or some sort of climax for your movie to succeed. Moreover, there is a daughter in both works. However, in the movie she dies of a disease at a rather young age, whereas in the short story she is a grown woman and dies because of a climbing accident. For the movie, it makes sense that the daughter is younger, because at the beginning of the movie the audience is led to believe that she already died and this is the backstory of Louise. Also, Louise and Ian split in both versions, but we never get to know why this happens in Story of Your Life, whereas in the movie, Ian leaves because Louise tells him of the child's fate. In the short story, Louise thinks about free will and fate. The latter you cannot change, so that consequently free will doesn't seem to exist. However, in the end, she understands that making the same choices she saw playing out is fulfilling her responsibility to make the future as it should be. So let's rephrase that. Seeing the future doesn't mean that you then have the chance to change the future, but rather to see what needs to happen, to somehow follow an overarching plot. However, the biggest difference between the movie and the short story is the portrayal of time. In the short story, you have the feeling that time is in some sort of a loop, and Louise as the narrator constantly shifts between what happens now and what will happen in the future. She mentions stories of her child when she is grown up and then jumps back to when she's just a child, while at the same time explaining how her interactions with Ian and the haptopods look like in the present, if you can even call it like that. This is the possibility you have with narrators in written texts. In contrast to this, I like how it is done in the movie, which starts by showing how Louise loses her child and you get the impression that this happens before the Heptapods come to Earth. And later on, you slowly figure out, or assume, that this is a future action. Louise gets these glimpses of a future in the form of dreams or premonitions, so that it seems that one event happens after the other, and the present functions as the anchor for the story. The movie gives you impressions and notions instead of complete explanations. It's easier this way to put yourself in the story or interpret the plot in your own way. My first understanding, or what I could draw from this movie, was that even though you know what happens in the future, which in this case holds a lot of sadness and grief, you still want it to happen exactly this way because of all the good and the happiness that was also there. This could be a message for life. Don't regret anything, because there's always beauty along the way. What I take from the story diverges drastically from what is explained in the short story, especially because this notion of choosing opens up a huge door and maybe even endless discussion about free will and unchangeable fate, something which is always problematic when you talk about the concept of time. The short story has a clearer explanation for time coming full circle. And there's also a much bigger focus on language and linguistics in short story, which wouldn't be as effective in a movie, since it has less tension. So, the short story is a good read, especially if you like linguistics. However, and despite all of this, I prefer how the story is told in a movie. I hope you enjoyed my podcast, and thank you very much for listening.